When Vito Russo was growing up in the 1960s, it was not common, to say the least, for gay men to be out. But he wasn't just out, he was proud, and he was an activist, and he spoke out not only about his right to live as he chose, but his right to die with dignity.
If I'm dying from anything, I'm dying from homophobia. If I'm dying from anything, I'm dying from racism. If I'm dying from anything, it's from indifference and red tape. Because these are the things that are preventing an end to this crisis.
The crisis he's talking about is the AIDS crisis, which he describes as a war that divided the nation. Vito Russo co-founded the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, also known as GLAAD. He also co-founded ACT UP, which is the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power. And of course, he wrote the seminal GLBT film studies text, The Celluloid Closet, which eventually became a Peabody Award-winning documentary. But there's a new documentary out that looks at Vito's life. It's simply called Vito, and it premieres Monday on HBO. The director, Jeffrey Schwarz, joins us in studio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Very good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, he was such an incredibly seminal figure. But for those people who maybe aren't familiar with the name, remind us of what he did, what he changed in terms of our ideas about gay life and our perceptions of gay men and women.
Well, Vito was he's probably best known for being the author of The Celluloid Closet, as you mentioned. This was a book that he spent about a decade researching and writing, and it was the first book to fully catalog how gay and lesbian people were portrayed in Hollywood movies. Vito was a big movie lover. He grew up at the movies. He was constantly, you know, going to movies all the time when he was a kid. But at the same time, he noticed that in a lot of films, when they did portray gay and lesbian people, they were always portrayed in not always very pretty ways. We were portrayed as psychopathic killers. We were portrayed as suicide victims. A lot of gay characters, gay and lesbian characters, killed themselves at the end of the film, or we were portrayed as sort of frivolous comic
over
relief.
Over the top queens.
Yeah, the quote-unquote sissy characters, which
right.
Vito actually took great delight in. But at the same time, he did put an argument together in The Celluloid Closet that talked about how we were depicted and how that during that period of time when he was growing up, when movies were the predominant art form, that caused great psychic damage to gay people because the only images we were seeing were these stereotyped images. So Vito's book really did shed a lot of light onto this subject at a time where the gay audience was really hungry for these kinds of books. And Vito did certainly became the go-to guy for this subject, gays on film. And he also did a lecture series where he would travel around the country showing clips from these films and educating audiences. He was sort of like a Johnny Appleseed going around the country and bringing people together and creating community through film.
You know, the war of his time, the issue of his time, it's certainly towards the end of his life, was the AIDS issue. And I wonder how much progress you think we've made on that particular issue. It feels to me as though that's not the big issue or the topic for gay Americans anymore.
Well, especially for younger gay people who didn't live through the epidemic, it's a completely different world. And part of the reason why it is a different world and why people have access to drugs and can live longer and that HIV is more of a manageable disease as opposed to a death sentence, which it was certainly was when Vito was still alive. A lot of that is due to the work that Vito Russo did and the work of ACT UP. Vito, it was always about visibility for Vito Russo. In the early days of the gay liberation movement that he was active in here in New York in the early 1970s, right after Stonewall, it was just to be out and to live an openly gay life. And he wanted to use himself as an example that, yes, you could live an out gay life in your work, with your family, with your friends, gay and non-gay, and the sky wouldn't fall on you. And he really wanted to live as an example of that. And then later with his work in film, it was about visibility and bringing gay and lesbian characters out of the shadows onto the screen. And then when the AIDS crisis came along, and he personally had HIV and then later AIDS, he wanted to put his face out there as a person with AIDS because there was so much fear and misinformation at the time.
He had hope, though, for the day that we're living in. Now let's take a listen to him now. He's speaking at an ACT UP demonstration here in Albany, New York in 1988.
When that day has come and gone, there will be people alive on this earth, gay people and straight people, men and women, black and white, who will hear the story that once there was a terrible disease in this country and all over the world, and that a brave group of people stood up and fought, and in some cases gave their lives so that other people might live and be free.
But as you were mentioning, AIDS wasn't, I wonder if it was even the most important thing that he did for the gay and lesbian community, because it almost feels as though perhaps just the way he lived his life completely openly may have had more of an effect.
Well, he was always an activist from the very beginning, and his film scholarship was informed by his activism. So the AIDS crisis was just a natural outgrowth of his activism. He was always an activist, and he would always say if it wasn't gay rights or HIV and AIDS, it would be something else because there were just too many problems in the world. And Vito was just someone who couldn't stand on the sidelines and just wait for somebody else to take charge. He really had to put himself out there. He was a citizen activist. He didn't do this for a living. He was not working for any sort of top-heavy nonprofit organizations. He wasn't funded to write The Celluloid Closet. He didn't have any institutional support. He was just one person who saw himself as he had a responsibility to his community, to the larger world, and he shows that one person can make a difference.
Well, there are many things that haven't changed as much as perhaps he would have wanted. Certainly, he kind of looked forward to a time when coming out was not a big deal, and we haven't reached that yet.
We haven't reached that, but it's a very vastly different world than the world in which Vito Russo was growing up. Vito Russo grew up in a time where you could go out with your friends to a gay bar one night and you could end the evening in a paddy wagon, that it was illegal to be gay. In New York City, there were raids on bars all the time. Vito himself was arrested in raids. Bathhouses were raided. Bars were raided. You couldn't get a job if you were openly gay. It was literally impossible to live an openly gay life. And now kids can wake up in the morning and just be exactly who they are. It's still a lot of problems. Gay kids are still being taught to hate themselves. Obviously,
they're
we've
bullied.
Seen the bullying and the rash of suicides. But, I think with Vito, from a very early age, knew there was nothing wrong with him. Even though he was getting all of these messages from the culture that he was sick or twisted in some way, or, he was being bashed by the church. But everywhere you look, there were messages that gay people were sort of less than human. Vito never internalized any of that. And it really made him very angry. And he wanted other gay people to be angry too. He would say, when are you people going to get angry? He would say to people. So there was for some reason, Vito just had this innate feeling that there was nothing wrong with him. And he also got other people to realize that and to follow him on this path. Particularly in the early days of gay liberation, it was really all about coming out, telling your family. That was a radical idea in the early 1970s.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Schwarz, director of the new HBO documentary Vito, which premieres Monday. And I wonder if the young gay and lesbian audience, the LGBT community, is your audience. Is that who you're hoping will see this film?
Well, certainly one of my goals with this film is to reinvigorate Vito's memory and to put him back into the pantheon of gay and lesbian heroes, because I personally believe he's a great hero of ours. And a lot of our younger people, gay and lesbian people, aren't familiar with this history. So the film is a way for them to access not only this incredible charismatic individual, but also to look at gay and lesbian history from the darker days before Stonewall all the way through ACT UP, through Vito's point of view. But at the same time, I certainly don't only want gay and lesbian people to see this. I think this film is for everybody. I think anybody can identify with somebody who just stood up and wanted to be counted and who made a difference in the world. And I hope that people can come away from this film channeling their own inner activist.
But on that note, it's slightly ironic to me, at least, that we're speaking to you the day after the decision coming from the Boy Scouts of America, reaffirming their position that they won't allow, they not only will not allow gay adults to serve as troop leaders, but even more painful, that they won't allow a gay child to join the group. So the fight continues.
Oh, sure. There's still bigotry. There's still homophobia. If there's a villain in our film, it's homophobia. Every step of the way, Vito is fighting homophobia. I'm sure he would have a lot to say about the Boy Scouts. I'm sure he would have a lot to say about, certain people, even in our government, and one person who's running for president who wants to have a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. So, we're still used as a lightning rod. We're still scapegoated. A lot of the people who are spouting off about their feelings about gay and lesbian people don't even necessarily believe what they're saying. They're just playing to the lowest common denominator. And, there's still vestiges of this bigotry, as you mentioned. But, Stonewall was only approximately 40 years ago. We've really made enormous strides, but Vito would be probably the first to say that we've still got a long way to go.
And yet Vito was kind of, to a certain extent, a peaceful revolutionist.
Sure. He could get angry, though. And he could also aim his anger even toward the gay community if he thought people
he'd
weren't active
language, but he was an educator.
Absolutely.
And the Stonewall you're referring to, of course, is the Stonewall riots in 1969. The documentary will premiere on Monday on HBO. It's called Vito, taking a look at the life of Vito Russo and the director, Jeffrey Schwarz. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.